Carrie Epstein, and I disagree with this panel, but I just want to say, I thought this was a forum, and you speak of democracy, yet no opposing view before me has opposed what you've been saying. So I'm not surprised that so many scholars signed that petition, because academia does not disagree with you for the most part. I think that most professors would like what you say and agree with you. But I think that there comes a point when a professor or scholar says something that is so, as Bill O'Reilly said, it's incompetent almost, because it's just plain wrong.
It's not Bill O'Reilly.
And, okay. So basically my main comment is that you say that academic freedom is absolute. And so you're saying that when someone reaches the tenure, they have the freedom to say whatever they want, wrong, right, undisputed. They have tenure, they have freedom. And you say that your most controversial comment here about basically referring to the 9/11 victims as Nazi mentality, although not Nazis themselves, you've made that very clear. You say that your job is to make informed opinions, and I totally agree with that. But you say that you reached this conclusion by a few of your students one day saying that off the BART station somewhere, there is this little disgusting Indian, anti-Indian bar that is in a financial district. Therefore, all financial district workers must have a Nazi mentality. And these people, they were working hard and trying to earn money. That, I mean, they weren't on welfare, they were trying. They're innocent. They did nothing wrong. And they're Native Americans and Muslims, and they're all people of all nationalities who were killed in these attacks. And I'm Jewish, and I get very offended when people use the term Nazi so lightly. And I can't understand, if you were on that plane, or if you were in that building at that time visiting, would you have deserved it simply because you live in the borders of America?